God is so good, his mercy endures forever. And I just want to thank God for tonight, what a night God has given to us tonight. One thing we can say tonight is that night that God has blessed us, God has shown us what he wants to do in us. And the more we come to God, the closer we can be. Tonight's that night that we have a lady that I want to thank God for, Ruthie Gardner, a teacher and expound on the word. And we're going to hear her tonight, if it's possible. Are you there, Sister Ruthie?
Dr. Hunter, I am here. If I may please ask to speak on a different night, I am not ready.
Oh. Okay, well, we just move on. Praise God.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hunter. But I would like to listen in.
Okay, all right.
Thank
you. Amen. Well, let me see. Tyrone, are you there?
Praise God, Dr. Hunter. I'm right here.
All right, well, go ahead and start. The Lord bless you. Go ahead and start teaching the word.
Praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come together now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you now that everything that's said here this night, Father God, let it bring honor and glory to you. Let no man be lifted up this night. Mm-hmm. Father God, we ask you to open the hearts of your people that we can receive what you would have for your people to receive. We praying for the sick tonight. We praying for the shut-in tonight. We bind every hindering spirit that will try to interfere with this broadcast this night. We claim it done. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to share tonight with the saints, if you go back, first I want to look at Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the second chapter,
and starting
at the 10th verse. When Nehemiah heard about the welfare and the condition of the people back in Jerusalem, he prayed, went to the king approved for everything that he had, and God's hand was in this. God's hand was in it. So he went back to look after the people, to take care of the people, to build up the city. And when he went back, the 10th verse say, when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant, the Amorite, heard this now. It grieved them exceedingly that there came a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Any time a righteous man or woman shows up to seek the welfare of other people, you always go have adversity. You always, somebody going to be there because the enemy going to make sure they want to stop the hand and the move of God. Then when you look at the 18th verse, then I told them of the hand, this is Nehemiah speaking. Then I told them of the hand of God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work. Saints, regardless of what adversity come at us, God have equipped us, not go equipped us. When Jesus was on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? What he have done, he's not going to make on that cross for nothing. What he have done, he's already done it. Before any of us was born, before our mothers and fathers even thought about us, God knew about us. Already, he have ordained us for this purpose right here. We are to go out and seek the welfare of other people. I want you to turn to Isaiah, the 58th chapter, please. And as you read the 58th chapter, from the 58th first verse to the 5th verse, the people was going through all these rituals. They was doing all this fasting, and they were doing this outward thing. I sing in the choir. I'm on the Ursha board. I do this, and they was going through rituals. But then as you read it sometime, because there's a cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways. As a nation, they did righteousness, and forsook ordinance of their God. They asked of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Third verse. Wherefore have we fasted, say they. Now they talking to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and you didn't see us. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and you taketh no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fists of wickedness. Ye shall not fast. Now listen, ye shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard. I'm going to the sixth verse. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to give your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Mm-hmm. We are to have compassion. We are to build up, to comfort, and to strengthen the weak. We're going to always have people with us. God, Jesus Christ says, you're going to always have the poor with you. And it don't mean in financial way. It means spiritually poor.
Amen.
It's going to be even in the church. And I'm talking to the church now. We see a brother and sister in the fall. We see a brother and sister stumbling. The same compassion, the same comfort that our Lord, our Savior have given us, we are to comfort them with. We're not to talk about them. We're not to beat them down.
Amen.
The enemy is doing it. God have given us. He to let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak.
Yes.
Saints, we are to build one another up. I never heard it said so where we talks about one another. I mean, we just talks about one another. We beat one another up. But the words of God have told me there's not but one body. And if I'm beating the body up, I'm beating my own body up. We have to understand, he wants us to encourage one another. He wants us to comfort one another. In Isaiah 41, he said, comfort ye my people. He told Peter, he said, when Jesus Christ, after they had eaten and they were sitting down, and he looked at Peter and said, Peter, feed my lambs. Now, when you feed something, that means you're nourishing them up. You're building them. See? And then he called them a lamb. Then he asked him again, he said, Peter, he said, do you love me? Feed my sheep. He went from a lamb to a sheep just like that. He increasing his ministries. That's what Jesus was doing. And then Peter told him, the Lord, you know. Then he told me, he asked him again, Peter, do you love me? He said, feed my sheep. And a sheep, you got to understand what a sheep is. He was telling Peter, you're going to be the shepherd, Peter. So these will be the sheep. You got to watch over them. And that's the saints, the positions that we have from Christ. The position that we have and authority that we have, it's people out here is hurting. Truly hurt. I'm not worried about the please let me share this with you, saints. Please. Right. Long as I'm in line and doing his will,
mm-hmm.
I ain't never got to go out here and beg nobody for nothing. We are part of this ministry right here. And as being part of this ministry, we should support this ministry. The sister that I'm talking to, a sister today, and they're saying the same thing. This is what we do. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God. We will never, ever, the church is supposed to support the church. We're supposed to encourage one another. We're supposed to build one another up. If any sick among you, let him call for an elder. He didn't say call for no doctor. He didn't tell him to call for no. If there's a problem in the church, the church shouldn't go outside the church. The church should handle the problem itself. In every avenue, in everything, God has given us up to church. We are a country within a country. That's what he said. He said, we are a nation. He said, you are a holy nation. Understand, a peculiar people. Now, if he done told me we are a holy nation, he calling us a nation. Because, see, this ain't our home, saints. Mm-hmm. We just traveling through this thing here.
Amen.
We represent heaven in this earthly realm. Our kingdom is from heaven. Praise God. We are ambassadors for Christ. And if you look, and if you find out what an ambassador do, they represent a country in another country. We represent heaven in this country here. We don't run to the government. We go to our king. We go to the one that over us. He have given us it. Once we can get this in our spirit, once we can come together, we don't have to believe everything the same. But what we need to believe. We have to, for have fellowship, is Jesus is who he say he is. We got to believe Jesus is who he say he is. We got to. For us to have fellowship together, for us to walk together, it can't be no contradiction when it comes to Jesus Christ. It can't be. It can't be no contradiction that he died on the cross for us. It can't be that they buried him. Third day he raised again. Right now he's sitting on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession for the saints. Saints, please, we are to get this thing the way God wanted to get it, and we have to go out here and minister to the people. That's what he wants us to do. When you read Proverbs 29:2, it says, when the righteous is in authority, the people rejoices. Mm-hmm. Now, the only one that ain't going to rejoice is the enemy.
That's right.
When Dr. King showed up, he was a righteous man. He was for everyone. Everyone. Whenever a righteous person shows up, they go get rid of him. You always go, and you trace your history back. Go in the Bible. When Moses went back to see the welfare of the people in Egypt, Pharaoh came against him hard. He came against him hard. He even increased the tax for the people. Whenever a righteous person shows up, don't think this ain't going to be easy. We in a war. When we accepted Jesus Christ in our lives, we was born into a war zone. That's just it. There is no way we can retreat out of this. So we might as well suit up and get ready for the battle. And we got to fight together.
Yes.
When we go out ministering, pray and ask God, saints, please, for a heart for the people.
Yes.
Please. That's what God's about. He ain't about to. He'll bless us now. He wants to. God wants to bless us. I'm telling you. He anxious to bless us.
Yes.
I'm not worried about the houses. I'm not worried about the cars. I'm not.
Jesus.
I want to do his will.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a success. And being a success is doing the reaching my destiny that Christ has ordained for me in this earth. It's not the riches. It's not what I have. It's did I reach my destiny that God has set for me? Did I finish my course? Did I do my work that he have set forth for me? Lord, can I say what Paul said? I'll fight a good fight. Can I say this?
Yeah.
We are ministers of the gospel of God. We have to please saints. We have to deny self. It isn't abuse yourself. It isn't say let people abuse you. But if we follow the Holy Ghost of God and we stay in that word, we will not be abused, because I'm telling you, God got our back. God, when I go out and minister, we go out in some of the roughest part of Savannah there is. But if I lose my life, physical life, it's okay. It is okay. don't make no difference. Because, see, my life don't belong to me anyway. But if I lose it, saints, listen, I promise you I'm going to wake up on the other side with my Jesus. We're living to go back. I'm not living just to live. I'm not. I pass people that I normally don't do this, but I have to share it with you, please. I was coming home from work today, and I was coming down the street, and the school was getting out. And I do construction, so I had a cooler full of water, cold water, okay? So the crossing guard, it was hot. I seen him wiping the sweat off his face. So I went up the street, I said, Lord, he's there when I come back. He was there when I came back, pulled my truck over, jumped out, game over. Do you understand how that came? Oh, thank you. Oh, he just out, just water. Saints, it don't take much to bless a person. When we let people know that we love them, but more especially that God loved them.
Yeah.
Something, the little smaller thing, will stay with people forever. It will. We got to show people the God in us. Nobody would really want to know me without Jesus in my life. Everybody kept, oh, you know, you saw this. I tell them quick, no, what you see now is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You really don't want to know me without Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I know what I was. I know what he brought me out of. So anything that's going on now is all about my God. All about him. Saints, we got to take this thing. And we got to take it. I'm telling you, we can do it. Saints, I'm excited about this radio ministry. I really am, you know. And I thank God for Dr. Hunter. I thank God that God gave him this to do. But we don't know where it's going to. It ain't about me. Please, I'm telling you, I'm nothing. It's my Jesus. I love him. I truly love my Jesus. Yeah. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. I really do. I made the statement one time before, and I'm making it now. It was sweeping the floor in the church and get the gospel out while I'm sweeping it. That's okay with me because I'm doing my part. As long as Jesus is being preached, it's okay. But I just want to share that with you, that we need to build up one another, comfort one another, strengthen one another, and pray that God put love in our hearts. My prayer, Lord, I thank and I praise you right now that you have given us the spirit of love, of kindness, of compassion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you right now, spirit of forgiveness. Because we have nothing in our heart. And if there's anything in our heart that's not like you, in the name of Jesus, right now, we ask you to reveal it to us so we can bring it to the altar. In the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you right now. And we say it's done in Jesus' name. And Dr. Hunter, I pray I'm not out of line. I ask a little sister from Georgia, would she sing a song?
No, sir. You're in order. Go right ahead.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
We're in the Bible.
The song says, we are going to make it. I know some way. And I know somehow we're going to make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're going to make it. Oh, with Jesus on our side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Right. We're going to make it.
Hallelujah.
We're going to make it. I know some way. And I know somehow.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're going to make it. no matter what the test. It makes no difference what the devil may throw our way. We're gonna make it. Oh, oh, with Jesus, the Jesus on our side. Things got to work out right. We're gonna make it. Through the storm and the rain, we're gonna make it. Through the heartaches and pain, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. He said, I'll be right there. We're gonna make it. In the time of trouble, we're gonna make it. He said, if you call on me, we're gonna make it. I will answer, yeah. We're gonna make it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus on outside.
Hallelujah.
Things got to work out right. We're going to make it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, the goodness of God, so God's grace is so. His love is so much. And I just want to thank, even though I want us to pray with Sister Ruthie Gardner, I know this was a new experience for her and coming on the radio station. But I want y'all to just know that we love her. See, we love
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
She's going to make it because she's coming through
Amen.
Some things that God has shown me. And I'm just an encourager. If I can help you, let me help you. One
amen.
Thing I will say, amen. One thing I will say, when you do what God has said, God
yes.
will bless you. Amen. Now, I know we got about 8 minutes left on this program until I move to the next one. Now, if the person come on, I will move on so we go to the, as I put it on our Facebook, here's what words I put. Then Jesus said unto them, most assuredly, I say unto you, now catch this, unless KSK radio station eat the flesh of the Son of Man and
yes.
drink his blood, you have no life in you.
Amen.
We go to Jesus, the meditator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than they of Abel. Now may the God of peace brought us, me, you, up, our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. And as it was said, we are somebody. We ought to help each other. We were dead in our sin, but God brought us up. And the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And I just want to say to God be the glory. Now I'm going to give someone a few more. I want to ask Sister Ruthie. Sister Ruthie, you got a word you want to say?
No, sir, I don't. I will say this. I've just been blessed so far, and I appreciate the minister reading out of Nehemiah and giving correction and talking about love. That was really beautiful, and it caused me to do some soul searching, some thinking. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for tonight thus far. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. And so I see a number here, 3960. You got a word you want to say to us in this hour of the program? God bless you. Amen. Well, I know this much.
I'm sorry. I want to thank the Lord also. This is Cynthia. It was truly a blessing, and also the lady who sung. What a beautiful, beautiful anointed voice, and I love the words, we're going to make it. We are going to make it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. That was a beautiful
Amen.
Song. Thank you. Yes, yes. Very encouraging.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, I know that 2557. You got a word you want to say? 2557. Amen. Well, you know, one thing I would always say to the listening audience, we have what God is doing in my life. See, I prayed for a person. I can't reveal their name right now because some that I know of. This lady has been praying for the last 10 or 12 years. Now, let me show how God can do things. Now, God blessed them with a 10. Are you ready out there? God blessed them with a $10.7 million grant.
Amen. Amen.
Because they put their minds to the gospel of Jesus Christ to do some things helped the body of Christ. They wouldn't criticize, ostracize them, but definitely do something. And it just blessed me to know what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is God. And everybody, like I told somebody, I said, one day, somebody heard a woman sing one day when she was a little girl. They called her to the choir. Her name was Major Jackson. And when she began to sing for Jesus Christ, tears would fall all over her face. So I just want people to know. Amen. Praise God. And so I know that I would just say this. The sister of Cynthia. Watch your mouth on her. Cynthia Johnson.
Crazy.
Would you sing us another one of those blessed songs of yours?
Yes, sir. I will. I love you, Dr. Hunter.
I love you too, sir.
Okay, the song says, "The Lord commissioned us to go." And I wanted to encourage that sister that you are prepared. The Lord has given you word, and all you got to do is step out. Just like he told Peter, don't be afraid. He said, step out on the water. And when Peter began to step out, he had his eyes on Jesus. So he was able to walk on the water. But all you got to do is keep your eyes on the Lord. And he's going to word your mouth when you open your mouth. You're going to start off in self, but the anointing is going to take over. And God's going to begin to speak through those lips of clay and use you for his glory. Because God told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. I heard him say, go, go, go. This is what he said. He said, if you love me, if you truly love me, go out and feed my sheep. Jesus said, if you really love me, if you truly love me, why don't you feed my sheep? He said, lo, I'll be with you forever and ever until the end of the world. I heard him say, go, 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 go. Don't be afraid to teach all nation. Hallelujah. Go, go, go. My God says, go ye therefore and teach all nation. Go, go, go. And baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. I heard him say, go. He said, you might feel like you're walking by yourself, but I told you to go. You might be mistreated sometime, but I told you to go. 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 Go, 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 go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. My God. That sister just, she knocked that thing completely out of the park. It's serving the world right now. Hallelujah. Woo.
Thank God.
Praise God. Got my legs out there and crossed my legs. I said, well, wait a minute. Holy.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Go.
Hallelujah. Go.
Amen.
And so, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you know, hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. And you know, hallelujah. I just get so excited with what God is doing in our lives.
God is good.
Hallelujah. All the time. We're never going to find a God like this.
No.
I'm just stacking up what God says, dude. I'm not going to reach out and put somebody there. I'm trying to lift them up. If I can lift them up in the name of Jesus, I can actually, can you see the kingdom? Hallelujah. Because an old man taught me, and he knew the scripture, and I loved him, but I learned what it means to take what the God has said. And see, in that day, when that old man, God told me, said, stand by him, because I'm going to take what he's doing in you to let the world know. And I learned the word. So he could immediately quote that scripture in order, just like that. And that's all God did, like she sung that song. That was a move of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
See, God, I tell you, I'm just blessed. I am just blessed.
Ain't nothing
but the word. God is the Holy Spirit. And when yes, he is. Yes. He's
thank
so
you.
Good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so, amen. Amen. And I believe here she is right now. And we're going to hear what she has to say. Hello? Are you there, Teresa?
Yes,
amen.
I am here.
All right. Give us some words. I would ask y'all to stand on line. We're going to hear what she says. She's from Israel. Go ahead, sister.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Once again, we are very grateful to God that He is giving us this day for us to share the good news. Amen. Because there is enough bad news all over the world.
Yeah.
So, but we are here to share the good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross. Amen. He gave His life for us. And He gave us the greater gift, which is salvation. Amen.
Yeah.
And because what He did on the cross, okay, we are able today, okay, to share the life of Jesus Christ to all those people that not only listen to us through this radio station, but people that in our daily life we find everywhere, you know, where we move, everywhere we go. Not only when we speak to them, but we speak about Jesus with our own testimonies. Amen. Because we can testify about Jesus, okay, the way we are. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are in the supermarket, where we are in the schools, where we are anywhere we are, okay. And sometimes we didn't even say absolutely nothing that, but people say, you know what? There is something about you that gives me peace. There's something about you that I feel like I want to share with you what is taking place in my life. And people begin to speak and say, you know what, right now I'm going through a lot of difficult situations in my life, okay, in my marriage, with my children, with my parents, okay. And they begin to share, okay. And they say, I say, I don't know. And they say, what is your name? And then I give them my name and say, you look like you are a pastor. You know, that happened to me last week. I was at the mall waiting for my children, one of my children, and I went in because it was raining bad, no? So I sit down in an area where you can sit down or in the mall, and it was this young couple, okay? And he was taking picture of this beautiful girl, and then he said, I just met her. And I answered to him, it don't look like you just met her. It looks like you know her for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to laugh, and I said, yeah, he said, you know, we're going to get married very soon. But she was expecting a baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I knew that you were too familiar with her for you to share with me that you just met her over here in the mall. And then he said, are you a pastor? He told me, you know. And then I answered to him, why you say that? Because you look like a pastor.
Amen. Praise God.
Right.
Yeah, I know. And then I said, I don't know why God, he said, you know, that this he's only like 20 years old, okay? I don't know why God put me before people like you. And then I said, it's because he loves you. I began to share the good news with him, you know? And then I say, and now, okay, you need to put your life in order, okay? You need to marry with this beautiful lady, okay? And that way you can close the door to the devil, okay? So the devil has no more authority over your life and close that door, you know? You need to marry now. And then he said, yes, 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 just marry, you know? Go to, are you going to a church? Well, sometime, and he began to share with me, but, well, you know what? You can call me if you want to come, and I marry you at my church, you know, I told him, you know. And then I began to share with him the good news, okay? I prayed with them, and they left, okay? I gave them the address of the church, and in the case they want to come, you know, they are more, they are near from where we are, and say, well, come visit us, you know, anytime, okay? And we can pray together.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say with this, you know, we need to be ready, okay, at all time, okay?
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit, okay, is gonna bring people to us, okay, because the Holy Spirit knows, okay, really what we need, okay, and probably that's what this young couple needed at that moment, okay, they needed to hear, okay, that it is no time to waste. They need to put their life in order, okay, because you never know when it's gonna be the time the Lord is gonna call you, and you need to have your life well with the Lord, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you leave your body, when your soul and your spirit leave your body, okay, that's it.
So good.
That's it, okay? There's nothing else nobody can do for you. I can pray for years, okay, for you, but you are already gone. You already went and faced God, or to go and to the kingdom of heaven, or to go to hell, okay?
Yes.
And people don't realize that, okay, that is a serious business. That's a serious thing, okay, that we need to think about it, okay? And we need to see, okay, how I am living my life today. That is possible, that if I die today, okay, I'm going to make it, and God is going to tell me, come and enter to my kingdom, or he will close the door. Hmm?
Amen.
Mm. And you know, and I was here at my friend's house, Claudia. Okay, Claudia is a dear friend of mine. That she's like my sister. Okay, and she was not for my mom's womb. Okay, but she like gave her to me. Okay, like a sister, and she's helping me and in the church, okay, and she, I tell her, you are a pastor too, you know, but she have a great testimony, okay, as a mother, okay, because I would like for her to share a little bit, okay, and it is possible that is okay for her to share a little bit of her testimony.
Yeah.
Huh? And her name is. Okay, I'm gonna let she introduce herself. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How
are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you so much, and I'm very grateful and blessed to be here. I didn't expect this, but as Pastor Teresa was saying, that we have to be ready at a time and on time. So here I am. And my name is Claudia, and I'm part of the ministry of Pastor Teresa. We've been walking in the calling of God for many years together, and we've been in up and downs, but we've been strong in the Lord. And she's part of my testimony because she was a key for my restoration. And I was a single mom for 15 years. And the father of my children, he abandoned us, and we ended up almost on the street. We didn't have a place to go. And a lot of women can relate to this because they ended up being the mom and the dad at the same time. And it's very overwhelming as a woman that, first of all, being in a country that is not your country, a language that is not your language, and without papers, you know, without a legal status. So growing up in a very comfortable family with, you know, I didn't suffer for any hunger or any lack of anything. Mm-hmm. I had everything, and I was growing up. And then the Lord, as Abraham, he pulled me out of my family and brought me to this nation because he had the purpose that I knew him, and I received salvation in this nation. So that's the reason why he pulled me over here. I'm the youngest of 12. I have 8 sisters and 4 brothers from the same mom and same dad, and I'm number 12. So imagine. I know. I've been there already. But I'm the only one here. My rest of my family is in Mexico because they don't have to be here. They don't need to be here. So the Lord allowed me to get to know him, but in the process of knowing him, I went through a divorce, and I was struggling with my 2 children. The youngest was 4 years old, and the other one 8. So it was very, very hard for me because I had to do a lot of things, work, cleaning bathrooms, doing so much stuff to be able to support my children. So to the mothers, they're going through this situation right now. Let me tell you that there is hope. Put your eyes in the Lord. Put your heart in Him. And the main thing in your life, you need to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, you cannot reach what the Lord has in your life. And that's the key. That's the key, forgiveness. Because without forgiveness, we're not going to be able to receive what the Lord has for us. And let me tell you that through my struggles, through my pain, through the rejection, through the seeing my children suffering, in the middle of that, I learned that I can trust in Him. I learned, as Isaiah 54 said, that He was my husband and the father of my children, and I took that word literally. So every morning I said, okay, Lord, here I am. I don't have nothing to eat. I don't have the money to pay the rent, but You said in Your word that You are my husband and You are the father of my kids.
Amen.
And He provided for me. He provided for me. And years passed through the process that the Lord put in me, because I needed to change. I needed to be different. I needed to live the pride to go away from in my life and to become a humble woman and to depend on Him. That's the thing, one of the main things in your life. You need to depend on Him, not only in your financial, but also in your personal life. Because I will tell Him, Lord, I feel lonely. Hug me. And He just felt His hug at night. You know, I saw how He took care of my children. And they grow up. My kids now, my oldest son is 24 years old, and the youngest is 20. And let me tell you that they are men of God. They went through a lot, but I can say until here the Lord has helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not in drugs. They don't use alcohol. And the main thing is they're waiting for the wife that the Lord has for them. Amen?
Amen.
And other things that, amen. You know, one of the things that happen whenever you understand obedience and that you forgive is that the Lord redeems you, that the Lord puts your head up. And it's going to be 4 years since I married again. And I asked the Lord when I was by myself with my kids, and I said, Lord, if You have somebody for me, and this is for all the women and men, they're single. I said, the Lord, I'm not going to look for nobody. You're going to bring him to the church, because what You have is going to come from You. Amen?
Amen.
And I said, Lord, and one of the things that I want from this man is that he loves You with all his heart, with all his mind,
mm-hmm.
and that he loves my children like they're his. And let me tell you, he came to the church, and I knew that he was the one the Lord had for me. And so we date for 2.5 years, and we didn't have any kind of sexual relation until we married. So let me tell you, men and women, you can do it. Because if I did it, you can do it too. Keep yourself in holiness, and you will see the glory of God, and the promises will come to pass in your life. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. So this is my testimony, and I hope it's a blessing for the brothers and sisters and people that are listening in this station. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it brings healing to their hearts, bringing healing to their minds, and they have hope. Hope that in Him, everything is possible. Amen. Okay. So I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you.
Amen.
Cheers, Pastor Teresa.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's what I said.
Amen.
You know, the Lord bring people into your life, okay? And you have to have the love of Jesus, okay? And you can embrace those people, okay, that the Lord is bringing into your life. And you need to help them unconditionally, okay? And you need to love them, okay? And don't judge them, okay? Just say, with God, you know, if you believe, okay, that I can help this person, okay, then I can do it. And that, I'm telling you, she is such a bless to the body of Christ, okay? Her husband is a, we call him the gentle giant, okay? Because he have a big heart, okay, for people too, and she have more to share, okay? But I want to say, you know, that is like Luke 12:34, okay, say, okay, for where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Mm? So, you know, if our heart is in the Lord, okay, we will see, okay, that we are worthy. Amen. And we will see that the promise that the Lord has for us, okay, are the ones that are being written in the Bible, okay? For every human being, okay, with many situations in their life, okay, God have exactly, okay, what you need, okay, to get out, okay? And to be able, okay, to become the woman of God and the man of God. You believe it?
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. Yes, I believe it. And so I say, you know, I may not went through the same situation like her, you know, but you know what? I say we all have a testimony to share, okay? We all as daughters, okay, or as wife, or a member of the body of Christ, okay, we all have a testimony to share, and we need to share our testimony because what you sharing, okay, can be that word, that specific word, okay, that someone is waiting to hear, okay, amen.
Amen.
We have to be exactly, okay, that what the Lord say, that we are the light of the world, okay? We are, okay, that shining light, okay, that every, the people that is in darkness, okay, are going to see. And they're going to come, okay, because there are people, they are desperate, okay? They don't want to be in that darkness anymore, okay? And we need to speak to them, amen. And we need to take time to speak to them. We need to have time to speak to them, okay? Because Jesus took time. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ took time to speak, okay, to people with different issues in their life, okay? See, like that woman with the issue of blood, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
She might be told, oh, He doesn't know that I am here, okay? He doesn't know that I came to this place because I knew, okay, that he is a miracle worker, okay? And I'm gonna receive my miracle today, or I need to make a way for him to see me. But I'm sure Jesus knew that she was there. Otherwise that part will be not be written in the Bible, but it's there in the Bible, okay? Why? because Jesus knew she was there, okay? But he wants to see what he was going to do, okay? Why? What we are going to do, okay? Are we going to be just sitting in that place, okay, waiting for the miracle to take place, or we're going to run by that woman, okay, to reach our miracle?
My God.
Are you understanding? Huh? Okay, like Mary Magdalene, okay? I was a point in her life, she didn't care what people is going to say. She said, you know what? I have this perfume, okay, that I want to bring in, okay, and I wanna do something with this, okay? And that was probably the more expensive treasure that she has, okay? But you know what? She say, I want to give it all. I want to give everything I have to the Lord.
Yes.
Okay, I want to give it all to the Lord, okay? And that when you know when we bring everything to the Lord, not only our life, okay, but everything, okay, we have, okay, we need to say, God, you know, many of us say, oh Lord, you know, I don't have a house now, but when you give me a house, okay, this house is gonna be your house, Lord, okay, this house is gonna be open for whatever you wanna do, okay, so don't forget what you say. Because one day the Lord is gonna say, okay, you see that family? That family need a place to stay. Mm-hmm. You say that your house is my house, so I want for you to bring these people over there.
Yes.
You understand? Because you know the Lord know our hearts. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, and like my sister was sharing with you, and she said, through forgiveness, okay, destroy the plans of the devil. Okay? Repentance with forgiveness, okay, destroy the plans of the enemy, okay? Because when we repent and we forgive, okay, we allow, okay, the Holy Spirit, okay, to finish, okay, and complete, okay, what Jesus Christ say in the book of John chapter 14.
Yes.
You know, and then when we allow, okay, the Holy Spirit, okay, take place in our hearts, okay, and we allow the Holy Spirit, okay, to finish his job, okay, because there is something that the Holy Spirit, okay, wanna do in our life, and we need to move, okay, on the side and allow the Holy Spirit, okay, finish his job.
Amen.
You understand what I say, amen. So now,
amen.
Okay,
amen.
Now when the Lord, okay, bring that healing in our hearts, okay, and then okay, we can begin to see who we really are in Jesus Christ. And then you know, we say, you know what? I am a woman of God, okay? I am worthy. And even, okay, people begin to see you, not like the old woman, okay, when the woman that was living out of the will of the Lord, okay, a woman that was doing whatever she believed it was the right thing, okay, to provide, okay, for her house, okay? Okay? And then people say, you know what? You are different. You are not the same person. For the last time that I see you, okay, you different, okay, and then we can say yes, it is true. I am different because now, okay, in my heart, okay, the only one that is in my heart is the Holy Spirit. You understand that? And the Holy Spirit, okay, is the holiness of God living inside of us. Amen?
Amen.
That's because Jesus said, you can be holy because I am holy.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Holy Spirit inside in our hearts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have Him. The holiness of God is inside of us.
Amen.
The holiness, can you think about it for a moment, okay? The holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ is inside of us. So we are not dead. We are alive. Amen. Because our God is alive. He's not dead. Amen. So we cannot be among the dead. We are alive. Amen. And we need to shine with the truth. We need to shine with the work of God, okay? We need to shine in the middle of this generation, okay, that needed to believe that Jesus Christ is real, that God is real. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You understand me, okay? I say, you know what? God is real, okay? I don't know how we're going to get out from this situation, okay? But I am doing the will of God, okay? And He say, okay, that if I look the kingdom on God first, okay, everything will be up, everything that I need. That's what He say in His word, and I believe it.
Amen.
I don't know when He's gonna do it. I don't know how He's gonna do it, but I know He will be fulfilled everything He says.
Amen.
Because He is God, and He is not dead. He is alive. Amen. He is alive.
Amen.
You know, He is alive. I don't care how the entire world it is right now. Okay, how nations are right now. Okay, I know God is alive, okay? I know Jesus Christ say it is done, okay? He destroyed the plan of the devil, okay? The plan of the devil was destroyed completely. The devil is being destroyed, okay? Our enemy is being destroyed, okay? He won for us, okay? And we are more than, we live in victory. We are more than victorious, okay? Hmm? And that's all we need to believe. That's all we need to see. We need to walk in the truth, okay, of Jesus Christ, okay? We need to live daily, okay, like today is the day that Jesus Christ is going to come, and I need to be ready.
Amen.
I need to be ready, okay? I tell people, okay, I tell my family, okay, you know what? You can make thousands and thousands of millions of dollars, okay? But that is not going to bring you to heaven, okay? If you don't have Jesus in your heart, are your personal Lord and Savior, okay? That's it. You're not going to heaven, okay? One day you're going to die and you're going to face God, okay? And where all the material things are going to stay? Where? Hmm?
Say it.
Where? They're going to stay here, but you're going to face God, and nobody can stop that, okay? We all going to be before the Lord. We all are going to face God, okay? So we need to be ready. And I say, I don't know if this is my last day that I'm going to live, you know? I want to live it for the Lord, you know? So, Lord, I worship you in the morning, okay? I worship you at noon. I worship you at the night time. I worship you at all times. Hmm? I worship you when I have, and I worship you when I don't have, okay? I worship you all times, okay? Because you are my life, okay? Because you are my water, and you are my bread, okay? You are everything for me. Okay? So I worship the Lord, okay? And I worship the Lord. I say, you know what? I, the only person, okay, that can stop, okay, the only person can stop, okay, what the Lord, okay, is being written in the Bible for you, it's you. Mm. When you say that you don't believe, that's it. Everything stops over there. Mm. But when you say, I believe in the Lord, I believe what he say, and I believe, okay, what the Bible say, okay, I believe, and then, okay, what the enemy do when you begin to confess that, he's going to go away. He's going to run, okay, because the enemy cannot be in the presence of the Lord. Hmm? Okay?
Okay.
Amen? So where your treasure is, okay, there will be your heart. Yes. So this is the big question, okay? Where is your heart today?
Hmm? Amen. Hallelujah.
You need to say, Teresa, I ask this to myself, Teresa, where is your heart today? Hmm?
Amen.
Where it is, okay? That it is in the will of God or it is not? And what is the will of God? Hmm?
Doing the word.
What is the will of God? Huh?
Doing the word.
What is the will of God? To do exactly the same things he did. What is the will of Jesus Christ? It's for us to do exactly the same things he did. And what he did? Hmm? What he did? Somebody can say it.
Amen.
I'm not the only voice, okay?
Amen.
What he did.
Amen.
You understand what he said?
He healed
yeah.
the sick.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He healed the poor. He
mm-hmm.
did so many things. He saved us from our sins. He honored
yeah.
and did what God may do. He took the cup, even though he might not have wanted it, but he took the cup. And he did what God
mm-hmm.
said do.
Praise the Lord. Exactly, okay. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord, okay, our Lord Jesus Christ is inside of us, okay? That's what he say, okay? And he has anointing us. He has anointing you, and he has anointing me, okay? To bring the good news, to preach the good news, okay? Unto this generation, okay, that they need to listen, okay, and they need to not only listen, but they need to see, okay, that Jesus Christ is the same from yesterday, from today, and forever. Amen. That he has the provision, okay, for them, okay, that they don't need to be blind, okay, spiritual, okay. That they don't need to be in chains, okay, for sin, okay? That they don't need to be captive by the devil, okay? That the Lord has opened the door, okay? He opened the door, okay, for us, okay, to enter, okay, to the promised land, okay? And what is the promised land? The promised land is what Jesus Christ is. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to proclaim, okay, this good news, okay, and say to the people, you know, this year is the year of the Lord. Amen. Because why? Because the Lord made this year, okay? He made 2016, okay? The Lord made 2016, okay? Hmm?
Yeah. Praise.
So the 2016 is the year of the Lord. Amen. It's not the year of the devil, okay? It's not the year of the devil. The devil can be probably laughing, okay, because all these bad things that took place, okay, and now, okay, men think they can marry to another man. A woman think they can marry to another woman, okay? A woman think that she can kill a baby anytime she wants and get pregnant again and then kill the baby again and then get pregnant again and kill the baby. No, okay? This is the year of the Lord, okay? And in the year of the Lord, okay, the will, his will, okay, if we like it or we not like it, it's going to take place.
Amen, amen, amen.
For us to be humble, okay, before the Lord, okay, and cry out, okay, to the Lord for mercy. Amen. We need
amen.
To humble before the Lord, okay, as the body of Christ, as his people, okay, and we need to humble ourselves, come before the Lord, okay, and we need to repent for real, okay, for real. Repent for real. Not like today I repent and tomorrow I do the same things. Okay, then I keep with the same lifestyle. Okay, no, true repentance means okay that you're gonna turn around. Okay, for the Lord. Amen. Turn around
Amen.
Completely. We need to turn around completely for the Lord. Okay, because this is the year of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And he say, okay, he had choice you and me to go and bring the good news, okay, and to preach, okay, to the captives, okay, and open up the prisons, okay, of those people that are in chains, spiritual chains, okay, and proclaim, okay, that this is the year of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That we are, okay, the chosen one. We are the generation that the Lord chose, okay? For thee, okay? The ones that are going to bring, okay, the healing that this nation needs, okay? We have the solution, okay? We have, okay, what this generation needs, okay? We have it, okay? We have it and is the life of Jesus Christ who lives in us.
Amen.
So I give the glory to Jesus Christ, okay? I give the glory to him, okay? I give the glory to Jesus Christ because for what he did on the cross, okay? You and I, we are here at this very moment, okay? Speaking, okay? And sharing, okay, the good news, okay? And we each other, okay? We are walking in the same direction, okay? And we coming in unity, okay? And we standing, okay, in the gap, okay? And we say, okay, to the devil, you know what? Enough is enough, okay?
Amen.
Our nation, our nation, the United States of America, belong to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He is the one, okay, he said that the earth belongs to the Lord, okay? And where is America? America is, okay, is in the Lord's hands.
Amen.
America belongs to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
It belongs to Jesus. It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter what we see with our physical eyes at this moment. But at the end, okay, the will of the Lord is going to take place. Amen.
Amen.
So at this time, we need to come together, okay, in unity. And we need to confess our sins before the Lord, okay? And we need to repent. And we need to forgive. Amen. And we need to say that me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I say it as many times I need it. I say, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord because I want to see my entire family, okay? When we leave, okay, this body, okay, when I leave this body, okay, I want to see all of them, okay, participate, okay, with the big, big, big celebration that is waiting for us, okay? The big, big celebration, Jesus Christ is being prepared in all this time for all of us. So are you ready? I am ready. Amen? I am ready. So I am ready for the time. Amen? So we need to be dressed we need to be ready, okay, for us to serve the Lord and keep, okay, our lamp burning. Amen. We need to keep our lamps burning, like he said in Luke 12:35. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He said, we need to keep our lamps burning, okay? Who? We are, okay? We are the light. Amen. Amen. And we need to be ready. We need to be dressed. Amen. We need to understand, okay, that the oil, okay, in us is the presence, okay, of God. And the presence of God is the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Amen.
Amen.
The presence of the Holy Spirit, okay, is the anointing, okay, is the oil inside of us, is the oil that keeps the fire burning. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the fire, okay, of God in us. Amen. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. I do understand what you say, okay? That's what it says. You know, that's what I understand. And I say, you know what, God? If you with me, that's all I need.
Amen. Teresa.
That's all I need. Amen?
Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes. Yes.
The lady that was on the radio with you, she's still there?
Yes, she's still here.
Does she sing?
Amen.
Can she sing? Can she sing?
Oh, yeah, she's the worshiper for her church. Yeah, she can sing.
Well, ask her what she sings one of the songs about Jesus in Espanol.
Okay. En español. El Señor es mi pastor, nada me faltará. El Señor es mi pastor, en pastos delicados, Él me hará descansar. Junto a aguas de reposo me pastoreará, confortará mi alma, me guiará por sendas de justicia, por amor de su nombre. El Señor es mi pastor, nada me faltará.
That's Psalm 23. Amen.
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 Beautiful. Well, you know, we got about 2 minutes left on the radio station. So I would like for some of us to take us to the Lord in prayer, so we can just say God has been good till tonight. And I want to just thank everybody tonight that's been on with us. One of the things I found out, sometimes when you tell nothing but the truth, some people get upset. Now, I know that God is still good to me. He's still good. And all we have to do is just remember what God would say. God say, looking unto me, the author and the finish of your faith, that's what we need to look.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So, Tarona, are you there?
I'm here, but.
Okay. Well, I want you to check us out in prayer because we got a few minutes left. Ask the Lord. Amen.
So like the Lord say in Psalms 103, he say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Who forgiveth all time, our iniquities? who healed all that disease, who redeemed the life from the destruction, who crowned me, okay? So I say today, okay, that bless the Lord, all my soul, okay? Bless the Lord. I bless the Lord with all my heart, okay? I bless the Lord with everything that is within me. And I gave him the glory, okay, for he is good. Amen.
Amen. Well, one of the things I will say to the other Cynthia, I want to thank you for coming on tonight, being here. I want to thank Ruthie. I want to thank you. I want to thank some more people behind the scenes. But I tell you this much, the more we just do what God says, tonight we have witnessed the Holy Spirit moving in us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. We praise you, we adore you, and we magnify your name. Tonight's the night that we say, gracias, 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 Papa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Until the next time I see you, it's my word. I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
God bless you all. God
bless you all.
Thank you for the beautiful message.
Oh. Amen.
Good night. Amen.